Adjust your shorts and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the news.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something called a Moshoko Domazata?
My name is Ray Stone. Today is August 19th, Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. And boy, has it been a nice summer for us here in Arizona. It is usually hot, hot, hot. And it has been relatively nice. In fact, there's some cloud cover out there today. Woke up outside, went outside, and it felt chilly in August. It also felt chilly through most of July. But nobody wants to report on that because that won't scare you. It was just nice out there today. Local news, it sure is nice out.
I love you.
Also, in state news, well, it's pretty nice out, unless you consider the Dragon Bravo fire. But we'll get into that. You know what? We're going to change things up a little bit today because the news is always just up to shenanigans. It just wants you to be so scared. So we're going to start with a little bit of TikTok because I find that if you don't include TikTok in the news, well, your news will be very slanted because Google's a slanty. Boy, that'll get you canceled. Google's a slanted eye into lens. Google is a slanted lens into the news. Latest joke, Google is turning 30 soon, and you can tell because it only cares about money at this point. So, without further ado, let's jump into what's a focha go on here.
Russia claims it has rescued 700,000 children. I know you know that the warrant out for Vladimir Putin's arrest is for the state-sponsored abduction of kids. I've seen estimates there are something like 30,000 Ukrainian children who have been abducted. Is the United States demanding, or at least even just as a statement of goodwill here, that Russia return these children?
Yeah, I mean, we've repeatedly raised that issue in every forum possible.
Okay. That's enough. I didn't know that somewhere between 30,000 and 70,000 children have been abducted, quote unquote, and that's why Putin is right now, there's an arrest for him by the International Criminal Court. This makes me think, you know what? The gloves are off. All conspiracies are now real. They're all real. What are they doing with the kids? Why? You know what? Okay. All right. The lizard people are real. Sure. They're drinking the adrenochrome. Sure. So that must be the whole thing. They're just taking, they need kids. So they start a war, abduct kids. That way you can stay at war and you get to keep the kids. I mean, what in tarnation is going on out there? Nobody I know thinks like this. Or actually, maybe they do, and I just don't know they think like that. Nobody thinks like this. Wait, or maybe nobody. They keep me from knowing. I don't know anybody who knows anybody that thinks like that, but man, what is going on out there? Okay, well, there's your TikTok. Let's jump into the good news. First, four National Guardsmen save a man's life after stopping for lunch in Poland. Oh, that's nice. Good job. People globally are living better lives, more hopeful about the future. We know because they said so. So latest poll, one of the latest polls says everyone is happy because they live an abundant life. And I mean, either they're just like living their best truth, and I'm living in an abundance mindset, or we all feel that is true, because honestly, I mean, what if you find anything like to complain about, You got food at the grocery store. Do we know what's in it? No, but it keeps you fed. Then you've got medicine. Do we know what's in it? No, but it keeps you well. Then you've got a job. Do we know what it is? It? Sure. Yeah, it's the thing you have to do. We got money. Do we know how it works? No, but you have enough. So it's like, yeah, I mean, on the one hand, it is kind of crazy that we don't know how any of it works, and we just keep, like, trucking along. And on the other hand, we don't have to go hunt and kill for our food. I mean, that's the real trade-off here, right? The trade-off is, are you okay with trading mediocrity, essentially assigning yourself to a life of routine and unfulfilled goals? This is starting off great, I know. But it means you get to walk in the house and you flip a switch and the lights come on. Once it was dark, then the lights are on. You flip another switch and the house goes from hot to cold or cold to hot. You turn a dial and water comes out of the wall. You turn another dial and hot water comes out of the wall. You got a box in there that's refrigerated that you can store food in so you don't have to salt it and store it in the ground or put it in a freezing river or any such nonsense that we used to have to get up to. And you don't have to go chasing down your prey, tearing it open with your teeth and hands, and then eating it. Right? So is that the human experience? Experiments. And now that I've lost the rest of you, let's go ahead and keep on reading here. France sees a doubling of eagle mating pairs after decades of successful work. Good job. You successfully worked the eagle situation, France. That should solve the whole Macron is a man thing. Okay, here, major grocery chain now alerting public when products are marked down, reducing food waste. Wow, in Iceland. Well, that's cool. Yes. There's no need to throw it out. Tell everyone you're about to throw it out. Or throw it at the homeless. Let's start a new campaign. All right, here we go. This is how we're going to save all the waste. It's not called throw it out. It's called throw it at. And what you do is you drive around in a truck and you throw boxes of food at homeless people. And cans too. It's going to hurt, but homelessness already hurts. So what's a little more? Joy and relief as lotus flowers bloom again in Kashmiri Lake after 3 decades. Neat. By the way, this wasn't a man-made issue. This was not because of pollution. This was because of some massive flooding that dropped a bunch of sediment decades ago. So not our fault. Great job. Outer space is the place for manufacturing cancer drugs, startup demonstrates with crystal technology. What? I'm not even going to do it. A wallet lost by Ford employee 10 years ago just turned up 150,000 miles later under a car hood. This just made me laugh because, like, I mean, that's pretty good. If you don't have to open the car hood for 10 years, go for it. All right, getting into the real stuff. Trump-Zelensky meeting live. It's anyone, it's anything, it's only thing that anyone who's anybody can talk about. Trump-Zelensky meeting. By the way, I've been saying it wrong the whole time. It's not Vladimir Zelensky, it's Voldemort. Voldemir. They're just, if you start your name with Voldy. Anyway, Trump-Putin met on Friday, and then after that, by the way, Putin has attacked twice since then, especially on the day that Zelensky was meeting with Trump and the EU leaders, then he did the biggest attack of August. I mean, it's a game, right? It's a game to these guys. He doesn't have to put himself in the way. This is the first time, but last Friday was the first time Putin showed his face like since the thing began internationally. That's probably not true, but whatever. And the takeaway is that Zelensky says that there can't be a peace deal because Putin's bluffing. That's what he says. And it looks like, you know, Putin's probably bluffing. I don't think he really wants peace. Russia launches largest attack of August on Ukraine after the Trump-Zelensky meeting. There you go. Watch Zelensky's fabulous suit and other moments from the Trump meeting. This is, yeah, so nothing got done, but he was wearing a nice suit. It is wild to me just how much Trump puts into what you're wearing. It's like, what? Who? You're wearing a suit. Because he had a suit and tie on, Trump said, nice suit. It's like, how come you have to start an international meeting like that with a bunch of compliments and praise? How about we get to the table and we get to the topics and we see what can be done? Quit. Nobody cares what he's wearing. Good Lord. All right. MSNBC, President Donald Trump is talking about changing voting laws again, citing a recent conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were talking about things, and I guess Trump now is looking at recalling mail-in ballots and the voting machines. So once again, I mean, I don't think that any election has been honest since I've been old enough to vote. Not this one, not the last one, not the one before it or the one before that. The very first one I was allowed to vote in was the one where Al Gore won, and then they recounted, and then Bush won, and it turns out Bush's brother was the governor of the state that changed, which actually made him win. So what had happened was USA, USA. Moving on, the GOP spent millions supporting mail ballots. Now Trump's attacking them again. That's what I just said. Al Jazeera. Live, Qatar confirms Hamas positive response to Gaza ceasefire proposal. So, okay, maybe there's going to be a ceasefire in Gaza, which posed me to ask some questions about the hostages. I didn't know that we released in 2023, Israel released 2,000 hostages that they had taken. They said that these were all terrorists and militants. And it's like, so what do you think happens if you release 2,000 terrorists after holding them hostage? You're just going to put them right back into the fight. So releasing hostages is a game. And then from the other side, what do you think will happen if Palestine releases the remaining 50 or so hostages? I mean, if you release the hostages, then Gaza has, or Israel has, no reason not to just complete the offensive, right? Just go trash everything. They've already shown you they will trash everybody. So, okay, so nothing to see here. Here we go. Mediators, Egypt and Qatar have been pushing to restart indirect talks between the two sides on a U.S.-backed ceasefire plan. The proposal includes the release of 200 Palestinian convicts jailed in Israel and an unspecified number of imprisoned women and minors in return for 10 living and 18 deceased hostages from Gaza. This is a crazy number. It's like 200 for them and 18 for them. It's like, what is really happening? By the way, I looked up some of the hostages, and they don't actually look like militants. They look like, I guess I don't know what a militant looks like, but they look like punks. All right, moving on. Here we go, some weather. Hurricane Aaron threatens dangerous surf for much of its east coast as a new tropical storm brews in its wake. Which is funny because yesterday it said that the storm was downgraded. So today, We have to say threaten dangerous surf. It's just a scare. Everything is a scare thing. So, I mean, is it just that everything is so peaceful that we really want something hectic in our brains, and so that's what we're going to look at on our phones and on the screen? Seems like it. Maybe. I don't know. But more weather news. Since it's not in any coverage anywhere, I'm always curious to know what's going on with the Grand Canyon fire. Noted, called the Dragon Bravo fire, burning in the Grand Canyon. Currently, it is 62% contained, which is not huge. It has burned 145,000 acres since July 4th. It's been burning for about a month and a half now, so that's kind of wild. All right, Texas. Democrats spends night in legislature protesting police shadowing in redistricting battle. The police are now going to tail any district, any sorry, a congressman who might flee to keep them from redistricting Texas in order to secure the remaining seats for the Republican Party. It's like, you guys, this is so insane. So at what point do you stop fighting the fight? At what point do you just say they're going to do everything and anything that they want to do? So do we just let them? Boy, I hope not. Moving on. This was just kind of funny to me. MSNBC will now become MS Now and lose the Peacock logo before Comcast spinoff. And it said that the Comcast is going to get rid of NBC and MSNBC. And so they're becoming their own thing, and now they're becoming MS Now. So, news of the world. And last up, just for fun, ketamine queen to plead guilty in Matthew Perry overdose case. She sold him the drugs. So, we're not going to blame... I mean, he did ketamine in a hot tub, and then he died. I've tried ketamine, and guess what happens when you do ketamine? Well, you sort of sink back, and you really lose, like, control, and some people can lose consciousness, but it's called being in a K-hole. Now, I've never actually done the K-hole, but I have tried a little bit of ketamine, and it really relaxes you, like, to a scary degree. So if you do ketamine in a hot tub, I mean, that's not a good idea. So how come... I guess my problem is, so they do it with street drugs, but they won't do it with Pfizer drugs. If a Pfizer drug kills you, well, that's not a problem. But if a street drug kills you, well, we better get the person that sold the drug to you. Go ahead and adjust your shorts back to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick by the news. My name is Ray, and we will see you on Thursday. My God.